If you have tried to buy a home in the last, man, year and a half to 2 years, it has been a wild ride. I know as a soon-to-be father of, you know, a husband, we've been looking. We've been trying to contemplate the process, and I've seen houses that, in my opinion, should go for about $150,000, $175,000, maybe $200,000, easily going for $300,000 now. And the same houses that should be about $250,000, in my opinion, I see them going for way more than they should be going. But that's just me, an average Joe, just thinking inflation and things are too high right now. So I figured we would bring on someone who studies the real estate market, understands it, and helps people find the homes that they are looking for. Joining us right now is Dominic Fonte, one of the local realtors here in Stark County. Dom, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, Jordan. Congratulations on your news, and also Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And my wife and I, we've been looking, and I feel as though I'm seeing some of the prices come down on some houses. Is that right or is that wrong?
So what the tricky part is, Jordan, and this is what I say to everybody, and I do have a small video that I did recently that kind of articulates this, and I know with our short segment, I'll try to articulate it so you can learn it as well as your listeners. So in a nutshell, what's happening is you always look at real estate. You first have to know where you are. So, like, what's going on? We got the economy, the higher interest rates. We have all this craziness going on that you were talking about. So you always look at, is it a buyer's market or a seller's market? So let's say you're looking to buy a home. So, of course, you're trying to understand that so you know if this is a realistic price or not. And sometimes they do get priced high because they think we're in last year's market. Well, there is a shift that has happened. So the question is, when you hear the headlines that the market's declined several months in a row and the rates are up twice as much as they were a year ago, you know, that's pretty scary headlines. So if you break it down and you say, okay, what's really going on? So I'm going to talk to a local expert. That would be me. And here's what's really going on. So let me blast this out to you. So usually a neutral market is if you have 6 to 7 months of inventory. That means that however many houses are on the market, how many buyers in the marketplace, and how many months does it take to absorb that inventory? So we're not in a neutral zone. Actually, locally, we're at 2.5 months supply. So that means it favors the seller. So as a buyer, you're still paying a little more than you want to. There's still a few less choices than you really want to. And then on top of that, you know, you're trying to wrap your head around 6.5% interest rate, let's say. And it's hovered a little over 7, and it's been down to about 6. So that's what's happening currently. So you go ahead and tell me, what are you seeing?
Right now, I've seen some houses. Like, there was a house that was 350, or no, it was 330, excuse me. It was 330, right. And this was in the Plain Township area, Dom. And it came down. It was a beautiful home. Looked good. I drove by it. I didn't go in it or anything, but from the photos, it looked great. And it was right. Listed at 330. And then within a 14-day period, that same home had dropped to 299.
Right. So what happens is when you're looking at a house, so some of the agents out there, you know, because we just came off of a hard, fast ride. So, like, I'm going to just do a quick history lesson real quick. So let's say, you know, you wouldn't remember this because you're too young, but the rate at 6.5 right now, still a very good rate when you look at the past 20 years, 30 years or whatever, right? So in 2002, the rate was 7%, just like it is now, roughly. And the difference is remember we had COVID in 2020? Well, at that time, we had such a high demand and supply issue with real estate, you know, we were having these unbelievable, people were paying $30,000, $40,000 over. And I think we've talked about this before. Well, since 2022, this past 12 months, that's where the rates came up, inflation came up. So there's still a lot of activity. But what happened was the rates were hovering like in June this year. That's when the market shifted, where you're seeing like, wow, prices might be coming down. Maybe, you know, this is going to be a good time to buy, even though the rates are high. So what happens is, we've had several months in a row of a little bit less activity, but it's still, if you look at the history over the 20 years, we still have more sales now than we had over the past 20 years, with the exception of, you know, 20 and 21, because that was when we had the rocket ship anomaly that happened, right? So what's happening is some of the people and some of the sellers, as they're learning about the market and trying to understand it, as a young buyer today or a buyer wanting to buy real estate, you have to study the market. You have to understand, like, let's say it was selling for 100% of value, 103% of value. Now it's selling for 98% of value, which is still very good. So, for example, if you price a house 60 or 70,000 higher and it's on the market 30 days and it doesn't sell and you drop it 40, 50,000, then you're like, wow, man, these prices are really starting to come down. But in reality, they started too high to begin with. So it's always location, condition, and price. So when you're looking at a piece of property, Jordan, you want to look at the location that you like. So let's say it's Plain or Jackson, North Canton, or whatever you decide. You pick the best area that you can afford, and then you pick the best house with the best bones that you can afford. So you marry the house. So you're going to maybe pay a little more even today than you would like, but you can always refinance down the road because the rates will come down again.
Okay, so is this a good time then for young buyers to get out there and look, or in your opinion, do you think, well, give it another 6 months to a year, I think I'll see prices come down even more?
No, so here's what's happening. So if you look at the demographics, and like I said, if anybody's interested out there and you want to know, send me a text at 330-418-1535, 330-418-1535. 1535, and I'll send you this video I did. And so basically, real estate always goes up in value. It averages between 3.5% and 4.5% of value every year. So now what happened was, is in 2020, it jumped up about 20%, which isn't sustainable. So over the last couple of years, yes, the prices went up higher than they should, in my opinion, and probably in your opinion. But here's what the problem is. It's always supply and demand. So the Fed raised the rate, 3% higher than it was because there's just not enough real estate for the quantity of buyers in the marketplace. So what they did is they raised those rates to knock. So let's picture this. So every house that's in the nice area that you want and the price range that you want, it's just between 150 and 350, let's say. So there's just not a lot of inventory. So there's still a lot of people. So when they raised the rate, it pushed a lot of the people off to the sidelines. And then they had to go rent, right? Which is why the rents went up and there's a shortage of rentals. So when you look at who's coming up to buy homes over the next 12 years, you got Gen Z, the millennials, and Gen X, right? Mm-hmm. Not to mention the boomers. So over the next 12 years, there's a huge pent-up demand of people that want to buy real estate. But since the Fed raised the rate so much, they took, instead of five, maybe six or seven people per every house out there, there's seven people that want to buy it. Now there's one or two that want to buy it. So you'll notice if the house is in the right price range, right condition, right location, it's still going to sell within 2 weeks. And it'll probably still sell for close to asking price if they price it realistically.
All right. Well, I appreciate you breaking that down. I know there's a lot of moving pieces and parts to this, Dom, and I'm like, okay, I can talk about it. I could try to explain it, but it would be better to have someone else who knows the ins and outs of it to come on and do this. Now, are you encouraging people right now if possibly they want a house and let me rephrase what I was saying. They own a house currently. They want to move. Is this a good time to put your home on the market and start looking for a new home?
Absolutely. It's actually a little better now than it was a year ago, but it's not. Like, here's what happened. If you are been around long enough or you heard the stories from your family and loved ones that said, hey, in 2008, man, the shoe fell. We went through a big depression. The prices decelerated like 25, 30%. I don't really believe that's going to happen because of the demographics. So basically, you have a huge amount of people that want to buy real estate as soon as those rates come down. So what's going to happen is, this is my prediction, okay? So watch the video and I break it into more detail. When you look locally, say in Stark County, since that's what most of the people maybe listening are from hypothetically, you only have 2.5 months of supply right now, even in this perceived crappy market. Now, remember I said in order to have a nice balanced market, you need, say, between 6 and 7 months?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're still in a seller's favor. So that means it's still a good time to sell because it still favors the sellers. But you need to be informed. You have to be an informed decision maker so that when you make your mind up to sell that home or to buy that home, you need to understand what is really happening. And so looking at this will position you properly. So if you sit in the sideline, you're probably going to miss out because there's not a lot more houses coming to market. There's not going to be a lot more foreclosures. There's not going to be a lot more homes being built, enough to make the difference. Because remember, we only have 2.5 months supply. And in order to have a buyer's market, you need more than 7 months of supply. So there's a big gap there still. So they raised the rate. So now what happens is you want to button it up as soon as you can and get into the market, get the best buy you can get, lock it in. So that's where I say you marry the house and you date the rate, because guess what happens? Soon as the economy changes again, they'll bring those rates back down, maybe to 5%. And then you just refinance it, lock in 5%. So that's what I would recommend as a professional. And I'd say more importantly is get a meeting with your local real estate professional, have a conversation, and if they don't understand it, I'm always available to chat to anybody that wants to talk. You can call me at 330-418-1535. You could send me an email at dominic@dominicfonte.com. Or you can see my more than 400 five-star reviews to see if you'll experience working with me and my team at dominicfonte.com. So I would say get informed, be an informed decision maker so that you don't make the mistake. Because most people, Jordan, only do this maybe 3 times in their whole life.
Yeah, buy a home, you mean?
Buy or sell.
Mm-hmm.
Between the age of 25 and 75, 3 to 4 times is it. So you don't want to be the guinea pig. You don't want to make a mistake. You want to be an informed decision maker so you protect yourself, your family, your loved ones, whatever. So I would say that would be the key, is get educated and then figure out the process. And we can walk you through that process in a very simple format, because it is expensive and it's very emotional. So that's what makes it so difficult to do a real estate transaction. You know, it's not like buying a belt.
Yeah, and I can imagine the sentiment that comes with selling a house. I've lived in the house that my wife and I have been renting for 3 years, and the thought of us, you know, moving to buy a house, moving into a new home, I get teary-eyed even thinking about it.
You know? It's emotional, Jordan, and not only that, it's very expensive. So
oh, yeah.
You don't want to make a mistake. It's a big thing. It's like the biggest thing you'll probably do for a while if you buy a piece of real estate. It's scary. Like I've helped 2,500 families go through the process. I understand it in and out, up and down. So you want to make sure that if you're talking to your professional, you want to make sure they get it. And if they get it, then work with them. If they don't, go to plan B.
All right. Dominic Fonte, we appreciate it, sir. You know all this more than I do, and I'm sure more than some of our listeners do. So that's why I'm like, let me get a hold of this man and let him break it down, because I know there's people out there who want to buy, they want to sell, they just don't know if it was a good time.
It's just hard to absorb it all so quickly, and I know we had a small segment, but I hope your listeners benefited. Again, if they need anything, just call or text 330-418-1535. God bless you, and I hope you guys have a great 2023.